Monday, April 8th, President got into the problem of Julian David's house and the need to do some tough selling on the question that there's nothing wrong with their living there. Apparently they had talked to him over the weekend and had him concerned about it. He got into the Watergate as usual, said that someone's got to talk to Mitchell, probably me, because he mistrusts Ehrlichman. Then we've got to make it clear to him that the president stands firm with him, that the president has gone over the whole thing, and that we have to hang together. Once Ryland canceled this week, and the excuse of a congressional meeting or something Wednesday night, because he's now learned that Ryland has the tax problem. He feels now that we're faced with three basic problems: Watergate, prices, and foreign policy, but that all of them added up don't equal the problem that the war was until we ended it, as far as the public is concerned with regard to the president. He says we've got to remember we won the election and we shouldn't get so disturbed about the problems. We should be on the positive. He wants to keep the schedule down this coming week and wants to take off a week from Friday noon for Florida, possibly stay the entire week. He feels that the California trip was pretty good, but that we tried to do too much on the schedule, and that if he does go to Florida for Easter time, that we ought to try not to set up a story every day. That's the same line he always comes up with. He had Paul Keyes up for a general meeting on the plane about entertainment and how he should work and all. And after we got back, Ehrlichman and I met at the White House with John Dean to go over his problems. He was about to go to the grand jury and wanted to discuss his approach to the prosecutor. End of April 8th.